I've decided, after a little bit of encouragement from people in Southwest Donegal, to throw my hat in the ring and enter into the elections and see what I can do, particularly for housing and provision of services, and looking at the immigration issues that are causing pressure in all the villages and towns of Southwest Donegal.
This is your first time throwing your hat in the ring, as you've termed it. How are you feeling about the contest ahead?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but I'll soon find out. It's not something I envisaged that long ago, but I have been talking publicly for the last year and a half on these major issues affecting my community and tourism in particular. I'm a tourism promoter of Donegal for many, many years with my contacts internationally, such as National Geographic, making Donegal the coolest place on the planet. And I want that to continue. I want Donegal to be as good as it can be. And we are suffering a little. Tourism is down 50%. Everyone knows that beds in the hotels have gone, guest houses, etc. I can't sit on the fence, as all the other politicians and parties are doing in Donegal, not just Southwest Donegal. I understand why. But I cannot find a candidate to support and put my energies behind that candidate, a suitable candidate, as I have done in every other election, quietly. But I feel enough people in the community have asked me as well to step up. They feel like they can't speak publicly. They may be ridiculed or called a racist or... you know, people misunderstand them. So I've taken it upon myself over the last year and a half to do this. And let's see how it goes. I'm going to put my hat in the ring, as we say here locally. And I hope people will, I'm late to the race. I hope people will, over the next 2 weeks as I get organised. Probably I'm asking maybe for a little bit of help, whatever that help can be, we will discuss. I will announce this in my social media channels, as well as obviously with yourselves and Ocean FM.
What has changed? You mentioned there that you previously supported local representatives, particularly in your area in the southwest and the South Donegal constituency. Do you obviously feel that the sitting councillors aren't doing a good enough job around those issues that you've mentioned?
Yes, unfortunately. We're a small community. We all know each other. I know every one of the politicians individually. So it's a difficult thing when I say they've sat on their hands. They're not dealing with the concerns of the public. But thankfully, the public have come to me as a taxi driver. I'm pretty much a public servant anyway for Southwest Donegal. I've been a member of South Donegal Forum for 15 years through my role as a heritage chair in the area, and other functions as well. So thankfully people have come to me in positions of power and told me exactly what's going on. There is no service provision for extra people. Today is not the time to talk about it, but if you're going to put an extra 12,000 people in 2.5 years into our county, that's excluding normal immigration into the county, which I can't get a figure for, but it's probably another 10,000 anyway. There is no extra services in doctors and hospitals. The doctors are telling me this. I know 100 doctors took it upon themselves to write about Letterkenny Hospital only a couple of months ago. So the other political parties and people are not listening to them. And it maybe it's because the government is not listening to those public servants and the doctors that have their problems in getting their patients into Letterkenny Hospital, etc. Or they're having to turn away people at their surgeries. This is a crisis. It's not being treated as the crisis it should be. I know it from a tourism point of view. It's a crisis. That's my business. I'm a transport manager, a taxi man, a bus man. You know, I bring cruise ships to the whole west coast of Ireland, from Kerry to North Donegal, into Sligo, into the Burren, places that don't normally have cruise ships. If you see one there, it's probably something to do with me. I am talking to these communities and they are telling me They're under pressure. They're under water. They're overwhelmed by what is happening in these communities. I don't mean to be an alarmist. I will look at the positives, and anyone that knows me knows that it's a serious matter if I've decided to enter publicly into the political arena. I'm always in the background, for and against, and usually both sides. I'm accused of being in a planning matter until I get what I need. I am no longer willing to support anyone sitting on fences. That is every political party. People like me, I would encourage people to support people like me, not just me, but anyone that's speaking out and openly and honestly. Yes, we will be hammered by other politicians as having no experience, etc. But it's such a crisis, I feel like I have to put my head above the parapet over the last while, in particular the last couple of weeks. What has been done to our communities is not acceptable. There's no public consultation. In fact, politicians are going on radio shows every day saying they can't give public consultation because there'll be threats to these venues, etc. Well, this is a democracy. We need to be consulted. We need to be listened to. And I am listening to the people. So if you want a proper voice in Donegal County Council and further afield, give me that mandate, because trust me, I am already doing that work and have been behind the scenes, and people may understand that. They will begin to understand it more. So that's the position I'm in. And we'll see. I need support, so I'm maybe putting out a call for anyone to come on Facebook or ring Derek Vile's public number, Derek Vile Taxis, Call a Cab, etc., Tour Donegal's my other brand, Tour Ireland Guide. You'll find me and help me, and I will represent and speak for the people. And I know private messages have been pouring in for weeks, and I was silent on it because I didn't know if I was able or willing to do this. But my family and my friends have encouraged me over the last 2 to 3 weeks. So let's see what we can do, and let's see what I can bring to the table in a productive and respectful manner. But it's more services if we're going to have more people. I welcome all the immigrants that are here. These are my friends, international protection applicants. I'm a taxi driver. I'm a friend to all. I'm a tour guide. I'm an ambassador for Donegal and have been for 20 years. It was 2003 I got my taxi license, and I've just renewed it for the fifth time this year. So that's 21 years of doing this. I want the new Irish to work with me as well to get that service provision and not to be overcharged on the rents that they're telling me. They're getting 800 a month tax-free from the government, the landlords, and yet the greed is evident everywhere. There's top-up rents going on. People can come to me, whether you're Ukrainians or international protection. Let me know this stuff. I would like to know it and bring it to public attention in the right forum and do the right thing. So this will be my candidature. This will be my policies, is somewhat helping to all, and I don't want it to be divisive. I'm not here. I'm not anti-immigrant. I'm anti-government policy of not telling us what is happening in our communities and villages. We can see people are coming and going in the dead of night often. Hotels are like giant buckets with holes in them, filling up with people. They're going out into the community, and it's competing with housing is a crucial problem, and it will be part of what I'm running for. 50 families are homeless in and around Killybegs. I will learn what is in and around other towns and villages, but it will shock people, and that's why I cannot sit idly by and just be a taxi driver or a tour guide. My business has been destroyed anyway, and thanks to the politicians that are doing this to Donegal and to me, they've given me every opportunity and time to do that, and I want one of their jobs. So please support Derek Vile. I may not get to walk around the whole of southwest Donegal, of course, but I will attend all debates. I will take anyone's calls. I will fix potholes and look at roads and go to meetings and do whatever, which I've been doing through other politicians anyway. For years, I support all the politicians in one way or another. I will continue to do that. But on major issues like housing, infrastructure, provision, like, we have a giant port into Killybegs and no bloody roads into it. We are the forgotten county. We're famous as the forgotten county, but we're not forgotten when it comes to putting social issues and problems from Dublin into rural places like Donegal, Kerry, Mayo, the Burren. Places that I know intimately and work with other taxi regulators, taxi-regulated operators and bus companies and tour guides up and down the West Coast. We are unhappy. So I, as much for anyone else, I have to do it for myself and my family. And but please, I am putting a call out that I want, Ukrainians in each of these villages, they will get a vote themselves in time, if not already, because they are not going anywhere. 80 to 90% will stay here, and this will be their home. And I want to represent them in their lack of housing, lack of provision, lack of services. But also, I do want to put our local people on our list ahead. I published, not no one else, 220 is the average social housing provision. I got that from Donegal County Council in February or March, and it's shockingly low. I know there's HAP rents, etc., but even with those HAP rents, people are losing their HAP rents and they're not getting them quick enough and they're becoming homeless. It's a shocking indictment to all the politicians that sit. I want them to reflect on this and all the people that support these politicians. The homeless crisis has never been as bad in southwest Donegal. It's never been as bad probably in Donegal. I will learn these figures. Give me a mandate. I will find out more. People are refusing to answer my emails. Some are, some ministers. I am talking to everyone. Give me that mandate, and they cannot refuse to answer Derek Fyle and my political base here in southwest Donegal's Killybegs. So thank you, Ocean FM, for giving me a platform over the last year and a half as well. And I hope to be a positive force for political change.